All right, we've made it to the final module, to the end of the round. And this might be one of the most important of all, because here's what most golfers do after a round. They walk off 18, toss their scorecard in the trash, and either beat themselves up for 3 days or completely dismiss the round and move on. Neither one of these approaches makes you better. In this module, we're going to talk about post-round process, what you do after you finish to turn every round into a learning opportunity. Because post-round reflection is where you get better faster. So here's the thing, every round you play is data. Every round shows you something about how you manage your mind, how you handle pressure, how you reset after bad shots, and where you still need to improve. But most golfers never extract that data. They just react to their score. Shot 75, I'm terrible. Shot 85, I'm a fraud. Shot 95, why do I even play this game? That's not reflection, that's just drama. Post-round reflection is where you become a scientist, not a drama queen. You look at the round objectively, you ask good questions, you identify what worked and what didn't, and you decide what you're going to do differently next time. That's how you get better. So here's the three-step post-round review. Here's the process. It's simple and it's powerful. After every round, especially rounds that matter a bunch to you, you're going to ask yourself three questions. What went well? What didn't go so well? And what will I do differently next time? Let's walk through each one. Question one, what went well? This is where most golfers skip straight past and go to what went wrong. Don't do that. Your brain will want to go to the shot and the scenario that stung the most, that had the most emotional negative impact. And then once you go there, it's really hard to go back and find the things that you did well. So you need to identify what you did well, not just shot-wise, but mentally. Because when you identify what worked, you can do more of it the next time. Here's what you're looking for. When did you manage your mind well? When did you reset effectively after a bad shot? When did you use a power thought and it helped? When did you not let somebody bother you? When did you step away from the ball? When did you stay composed even though something frustrating happened? When did you follow your process instead of reacting? Some examples might be, I felt nervous on the first tee, but used my breathing technique and hit a solid drive. I hit it in the bunker on 7, but didn't beat myself up. I said next shot and got up and down. I was frustrated about slow play, but reminded myself I can't control it and I stayed patient. I used pick it, commit, swing before every shot on the back 9 and felt more in control. Write these down because these are the things you want to repeat. These are the mental tools that are working for you. And this is the thing, when you write them down, your brain will remember them more. They're like cookies on the computer. So the act of writing them down and acknowledging your wins is very important for you to be able to recall them later. Question two, what didn't go well? Now here's where you get to look at what didn't work so great. But again, be a scientist, not a drama queen. You're not looking to beat yourself up. You're looking to identify patterns. Here's what you're looking for. Where did your emotions, distractions, or negative thoughts get the best of you? When did you carry frustration for multiple holes? When did you start second-guessing yourself? When did you let something you can't control affect your game? When did you forget to use your process? So examples, I was annoyed by slow play on the front 9 and let it ruin my focus. I hit in a divot on 12 and spent the next 3 holes complaining about it in my head. I started thinking about my score on 15 and got tight. I didn't use my power thoughts after bad shots. I just reacted and stayed frustrated. Write these down too. Be curious, not critical. Ask yourself, what pattern do I notice? Do you tend to fall apart after one bad hole? Do you struggle with slow play? Do you get in your own way when you're playing well? Patterns are where the learning is. Now, question three, what will I do differently next time? This is the most important question. Because this is where you turn your round into progress. You're not just identifying what went wrong, you're deciding what you're going to do about it. And when you are deciding what you're going to do, you're building up your mental toolkit. You become the solution for your problem. When you're using your own head to create a solution on what you're going to do next time, you basically just built your own little mini process. So example, next time I get a bad lie, instead of getting frustrated, I'll remind myself that bad lies are part of golf. There's nothing I can do about it. I get to say, that's just golf, and decide what kind of shot I can hit from there. Or next time I feel my brain starting to think about my score, I'll redirect to one shot at a time and focus on my next shot. Next time I'm in slow play, I'll use the extra time to stay loose, practice my breathing, and review my power thoughts instead of getting annoyed. Next time I hit a bad shot, I'm going to use my post-shot process and notice the emotion, allow it for 60 to 90 seconds, choose a power thought, and reset before the next shot. Whatever it is for you, however you want to do it differently next time, write it down. Here's what we're not doing in the post-round reflection. I suck. I can't do anything right. I'll never get better at this. That round was a disaster. That's drama. That's not useful. And here's what we are doing. I handled the first tee nerves well. That's progress. I struggled with slow play. That's an area I can work on. I noticed I got tight when I started thinking about my score. Next time I'll redirect to one shot at a time. See the difference? One is judgment. One is learning. We're scientists here. We're gathering data. We're identifying what works and what doesn't. And we're using that data to get better. So here's how to make this a habit. Immediately after your round or within a few hours, go to the app and find the post-round evaluation section. Answer the three questions: what went well, what didn't go well, what will I do differently next time? Don't skip this. I know you're tired. I know you just want to move on, but this is where the growth happens. 5 minutes of reflection can save you months of repeating the same mistakes. Here's the truth. Every round is training. Every round is an opportunity to practice managing and guiding your mind under pressure. Some rounds you'll do it well. Some rounds you won't. That's okay. The goal isn't perfection. The goal is progress. And the only way to make progress is to reflect on what happened, identify what you learned, and decide what you're going to do differently next time. That's how you train your tournament brain. Not by hoping you'll do better, not by beating yourself up, by learning, by adjusting, by refining your process. And here again is what you're doing with this post-round process. You're building your own toolkit. Every round, you're discovering what works for you, what power thoughts help you reset. What process keeps you calm under pressure? What strategies help you manage slow play or bad bounces or nerves? You're becoming the solution. Not me, not a coach standing next to you, not a book or a podcast or someone else's system. You. You are learning to self-coach. You are learning to lead yourself, because when you can look at a round, identify what went wrong, and know exactly what to do differently next time, that's power. That's self-leadership. And that's you guiding your brain. And the more you do this, the more tools you have, the more processes you build, the more situations you know how to handle. You become your own mental caddy. And that's incredibly empowering. Here's what I want you to remember. You're not broken. Your brain is doing exactly what it's designed to do. You just needed a system to guide it. Now you have one. Use it. Practice it. Refine it. Make it yours. Build your toolkit, become your own solution, and watch what happens when you stop fighting your brain and start guiding it. So your action step: after your next round, go to the app and complete the post-round evaluation and answer the three questions. What went well? When did you manage your mind well? What didn't go well? Where did emotions or thoughts get the best of you? And what will I do differently next time? Write them down, review it before your next round, and inside the app, it will build your own toolkit and give you a history of your wins. And you will start to notice how much faster you improve when you're learning from every round instead of just reacting to your score. This is the process. This is how you build your toolkit. And this is how you become the solution. You, my friend, have completed the Master Your Golf Brain system. Now go build and refine your toolkit.